Second stop, the Vicar's House. You have crossed Via Trento, the ancient royal road, once closed off by two of the eight entrances of the city walls, known as the French Gate and the Turin Gate because of their direction. You are now facing the Vicar's House, an international Gothic building with four floors built in brick, dating back to the 15th century. Thanks to a recent restoration, it can be admired in all its splendor. The building gets its name from the fact that it was once the headquarters of the Imperial Vicar. Its history is tied to the Romagnano Bot family, which was a branch of the noble family of Romagnano from Virla, who lived here for over a century, fulfilling a variety of roles. Among the members of this family, there was an abbey vicar of Santa Maria in Verano, and for a long time it was believed that the house had been named after this man. The fresco placed above the second floor of the house, above the balcony, shows the family crest, adorned with a meter. The painting also includes a script on the right, some female figures, three characters playing cards, and some allegorical animals. The house changed property for quite a few times, which is why we can see a fresco showing the family crest of the Dal Ponte Falconbello house in the living room on the first floor. The ground floor is plastered with large arched openings, and there are two more floors built in bricks with balconies. The borders of the windows are in terracotta, which gives them a smoothed down look compared to the walls. It should be remembered that in most houses built during the Middle Ages, it was common to construct the ground floor with stone walls, as this was necessary to protect the buildings from humidity that would build up in the ground because of water draining into the earth from the hills. Inside the house, there are two rooms per floor, with the same layout on each of the floors. On the first floor, at the same height as the beams, there are frescoes portraying scenes of war, which can also be found at the Bishop's Palace. On the right side, there is a corner made in rounded stone, known as the Stone of Reason in the local dialect, although its original function is unknown to us. It has been written that this may have been used as a pillory for anyone guilty of blasphemy, but it is more likely that this was a place of punishment for those who failed in trade, where they would be dropped from the stone from high up in order to damage their backs and make the transport of merchandise impossible. Still, as there are no chains, pulleys, rings or hooks to be found, it may just have been an area where people would freely preach or hold meetings. You can now head up the hill along Via Principi d'Acaia. This was the main connection to the Borgo area, where the first inhabitants settled and where the castle was located. The so-called Via Nova was also famous for its workshops which crafted gold and silver. The gate which granted the way into the Borgo was also named after the gold craft. The plateaus on the left side are more recent, built during the fascist regime following the ordering to demolish medieval houses because of their state of abandonment and deterioration. On the right-hand side, there are still a few classic Middle Age houses with three floors, often used as workshops. On the ground floor, the large windows allowed for commercial interactions to be carried out, whereas the other floors were living quarters. Now, head up the bastions and towards the third match.